You don't play nice, you pay the price. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. There was plenty of warning. The NFL made it very clear during the offseason that this was coming.
Game officials have been instructed to strictly enforce the taunting rules, and players and coaches are reminded that two taunting penalties committed by an individual player will result in automatic disqualification. In addition, the taunting player may be fined and/or suspended, depending on the severity of the actions.
And it looks like they mean it. In that crazy opening game between Tampa Bay and the Dallas Cowboys, Tampa Bay center Ryan Jensen got called for taunting even though the taunt was barely noticeable. During the Hawks game yesterday, DK Metcalf got called. And the college refs are getting serious. Just as the Huskies managed to stop a Michigan drive in Saturday's game, UW safety Dom Hampton threw a taunt and Michigan immediately booked an Uber to the end zone. Now this has some fans unhappy. They say that the NFL's anti-taunting emphasis has once again made it the no-fun league. But I found Sunday Seahawks game to be quite a bit of fun, and I'm happy to see that at least one institution is pushing back on the in-your-face culture that pretty much surrounds us now. Everybody wants to get in your face, especially online. It's not enough to win the argument. You have to wad up the argument and stuff it down your opponent's throat. I think it's because nobody wants to be seen as a snowflake. So when they're offended, instead of running for a safe space, they're going to go full Taliban. And this happens on the road all the time. It's not enough that a driver will tailgate you for miles like he's trying to get his car to mate with yours. But then when he finally passes you, he's going to break the sound barrier to teach you a lesson. All these people should be penalized. You know, a lot of NFL refs could probably use a side gig on weekdays. How about placing them every few miles on 405 so they can throw flags for taunting and send cars back to the previous exit? Problem solved.